You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS. Ka'Chava.com, code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It's not unusual for women to get breast implants, but sometimes they could subsequently decide to reverse the procedure. Sarah Lavender Smith, who is an American writer and ultramarathon runner, opted to do just that. Sarah, good afternoon to you.
Hello there. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Could you describe the circumstances in which you decided to get the breast implant, Sarah?
Sure. I'd be happy to take you back 22 years when I was 34 years old. I'm 56 now. But let me just preface this by saying it is strange to be speaking out about this, something that was so private to me for 2 decades. I mean, I never intended to tell anyone I had breast implants, and then I did not plan to tell them I got them out. I was going to keep it a secret because it's something I felt embarrassed or even ashamed about, to have cosmetic surgery. So it ultimately, I'm speaking out now. I wrote an article in The Guardian about it because, you know, I really hope that it helps other women who might be considering implants or facing mastectomy to consider the option of staying flat, because it's, to me, a great option now. But back when I was 34, I had breastfed my 2 children, and I always had small breasts. And then after I weaned them after nursing, I just found myself very flat-chested. I mean, I had nothing up front. And, you know, back then, in my 30s, I was much more concerned with appearing attractive and normal. And to me then, being flat-chested was quite embarrassing and unsexy. And when I was a young adult, my self-worth and confidence were much more linked to how I looked and to how other people viewed me than they are now in midlife. Mm. So
and there
now
was,
I'm feeling more comfortable in my skin.
Yeah, and there was a little wobble in your marriage at the time.
Oh, that was just a side note. I have a wonderful husband, and he was always respectful of my decision, and he never pressured me in any way. It was much more my choice that I felt like, because of our society's expectations of how women should look and the unrealistic beauty standard of being thin with a round chest, I felt I wanted to do them, and it would be sort of a gift to both of us, because I was an athlete and I'd gotten quite serious about my sport of running, which led to me feeling a little bit guilty about that. So there were definitely marriages in our dynamic, but it was my choice.
Mm. This wasn't like, and you know, people that think of breast enlargement and they think of massive breasts, but this was very modest that you got.
Yes, I just wanted natural looking B cups, not like the ideal from the late 1990s as shown on the Baywatch show. That was not me. I mean, I'm a runner, so I didn't want giant breasts up front bouncing around, and I wanted to be able to pass for natural. But I felt like I needed to have that appearance rather than being flat-chested. And that's what's changed. Now I'm comfortable with who I am.
Yeah. But you didn't tell many people about it. Why was that, do you think? Were you ashamed of it? Did you think perhaps, given that you were a runner and you were all about health, that maybe you were a wee bit of a fraud in that, you know, there had been medical intervention?
Absolutely. You know, I have a very natural and outdoorsy aesthetic, and I didn't want to be a phony. And I really, so that's where the embarrassment came from, that, you know, cosmetic surgery is for the most part antithetical to my values. And so I didn't want to admit that I had it done.
Yeah. And so what changed then?
Well, what changed was, first of all, they grew uncomfortable. I mean, most breast implants have a lifespan of around 20 years. And over time, they can either rupture or they can harden. And mine started to harden from something called capsular contracture, which is what happens when the scar tissue around the implant turns hard and thick. And so I wasn't comfortable sleeping on my stomach, and they bothered me when I ran.
Oh.
So, you know, my doctor said the time has come to replace them. I thought, oh gosh, I need surgery to get a new set. And then my mind was really opened by talking to one woman in particular who had to have a bilateral mastectomy for breast cancer. And she chose to go flat rather than reconstruction with implants. And she felt great about it. And she really opened my mind. I thought, why do I need to do this to my body? Why do I need to take on the health risks and potential complications of having a new set and face another surgery in 20 or so years? So that's why I decided to get them out.
Yeah. And when you went to that, was it the same surgeon who put them in, or do different surgeons do that?
Oh, I mean, plastic surgeons do both, but yeah. I had been living in a different city 22 years ago when I got mine. So I went to a different surgeon this time.
Yeah.
And he was wonderful.
All right, good. Because I was wondering if probably it's more rare, relatively speaking, for women to say, I just want to have them taken out and be as I am.
It used to be, but no, it's very much a growing trend. I mean, explant or breast implant removal is one of the most common surgeries now. And it's really risen in popularity since the 2010s, really. And it's definitely a growth area in my plastic surgeon's office and among other plastic surgeons for multiple reasons. I mean, some women like me just decide it's not them anymore. They regret getting them. But other women have more serious medical complications from them, yeah, or they fear medical complications. So they get them out.
Do you feel different about yourself now? More like yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel great. And I joke, I needed to get something off my chest. Like, I feel mm-hmm. good about being truthful about it now and speaking out. And, you know, I more generally wanted to follow the advice I always told my two children, which is be yourself. You know, don't be a phony and don't worry so much about your looks or judge others by their appearance.
So if you were able to travel back in time 20 years and meet yourself then, would you have advised yourself not to go through with it?
I definitely would have told my younger self to research it more and to consider the long-term consequences. When I was a young adult, I was much more short-sighted. I cared more about my looks. I didn't know about the risks. And I didn't think about how I would need surgery in the future, which would leave me with scars. And the surgery itself is not a small thing. I mean, it's kind of gruesome, and it took a full month to recover from. So I definitely would have given it second thought, and I would have told myself to be comfortable with who you are. You know, I just think it's unfortunate that cosmetic surgery has become so normalized in our society, and we're changing our faces and bodies to adhere to these unrealistic beauty standards that are shaped by men's desires and expectations for women to look young and sexual. So I feel like rejecting these breast implants and speaking out about it is my way of pushing back against this rising prevalence of cosmetic surgery, and hopefully to get other women to love their aging bodies as is. rather than feeling this pressure to spend thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars to change their looks.
Yeah. On that point, Sarah, and actually, funny enough, just as you were saying, one of our listeners texted in with that exact question. This is a real Irish question, Sarah. Was the explant surgery the same price as the implant surgery, or which one was cheaper?
Well,
but there was a 20-year difference, obviously.
I'm not an economist who can factor in inflation. So I honestly don't even recall what it cost me two decades ago. It cost me in American dollars a little over $5,000 to get them removed, and it's not covered by insurance. Whereas if I had a new set of implants put in, that would have been over $8,000.
Right.
I will say I just had a basic removal surgery. I did not get additional procedures. Some women, when they get explant surgery, they also get a breast lift, which is the removal of excess skin. But that's not something I really needed.
Sarah, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Sarah Lavender Smith there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.